The opinions and ideas conveyed in this podcast are intended for informational purposes only. Always consult a physician concerning changes to diet, exercise, or general health concerns. Welcome to the podcast series To Change the Subject, where we have difficult conversations about one of the nation's number one killers, heart disease. If you are interested in learning more about a topic, please contact us.
You know, it's funny. It's often those little things, those seemingly insignificant factors that can have the biggest impact on our health. And today, we're diving deep into one of those tiny but mighty players, sodium.
Right. It's something we all need, that's for sure. But for anyone out there who's got heart disease, understanding sodium, well, it goes from being important to absolutely mission critical.
Okay, so let's unpack this then, shall we? Because I think we've all heard the message that, like, sodium is bad, but the truth is our bodies actually need it. What's the deal with that?
You're right. It's not about eliminating sodium entirely, not at all. It's more about finding that balance, that sweet spot where it's working for you, not against you, especially when it comes to your heart.
So true. It's all about that balancing act. So where do we even begin? Like, what is sodium actually doing in our bodies and why is it so important?
Well, think of sodium as like the unsung hero of your body, working behind the scenes to keep everything running smoothly. It helps maintain fluid balance, which is huge. It allows your muscles to contract so you can, you know, move and groove.
Oh, so that's why they say to drink sports drinks with electrolytes when you're sweating up a storm. Those electrolytes have sodium in them.
Exactly. And on top of all that, sodium even ensures that your nerves are firing correctly, you know, making sure those signals are zipping back and forth as they should.
Wow. So it really is doing a lot, kind of like the control center of our bodies.
In a way, yes. It's essential for a whole bunch of vital functions. But, and this is the kicker, the trouble really starts brewing when we have too much of it. That's when sodium can become a problem.
Okay. So like anything, it's all about moderation. So walk me through this. What actually happens in our bodies when we consume too much sodium? How does it go from helpful to harmful?
Well, here's the thing. When there's an excess of sodium in your system, your body, it kind of freaks out a little and it starts holding on to water like it's going out of style.
Like hoarding water.
Exactly. Hmm. And all that extra water, well, it leads to increased blood volume, which might not sound like a big deal, but trust me, it can be, especially for your heart.
Okay, yeah, now paint a picture for me. What's actually going on in our blood vessels when we talk about increased blood volume?
All right, so imagine this. Your blood vessels, those intricate pathways that carry blood throughout your body, think of them like a network of highways, right? And your blood, that's the traffic flowing through them, keeping things moving.
Okay, I'm with you. I'm picturing those tiny highways inside of me.
Now, picture this. What happens when we add more and more cars to those highways? More and more blood to those vessels.
Things start to get a little congested.
Exactly. Traffic slows down, there are traffic jams, and the pressure within that system, it skyrockets. The same thing happens in our bodies when we have too much sodium. More blood volume means more pressure on those blood vessel walls, making your heart work harder just to keep everything flowing.
So it's like our heart is putting in overtime, just trying to keep up with all that extra volume. And that can't be good in the long run.
Not good at all. In fact, all that extra effort, all that strain on your heart, that's a major contributor to hypertension, which is really just the medical term for high blood pressure.
And high blood pressure, as I'm sure a lot of you know, is often called the silent killer. And it's a serious concern, especially for those of us who've already had heart issues.
And that's why we're talking about this today.
Yeah.
Because hypertension often doesn't have any noticeable symptoms until it's already caused significant damage. It's like a ticking time bomb, silently wreaking havoc on your cardiovascular system.
Wow, that's a scary thought. So we might not even realize it's a problem until it's already become a really big problem. That's why it's so important to be proactive.
You got it. Being mindful of your sodium intake is one of the most powerful things you can do to protect your heart.
All right, so how much sodium are we talking about here? Like, what should we be aiming for each day to stay in that sweet spot?
Well, the American Heart Association, they recommend less than 1,500 milligrams of sodium per day for most adults. And that's especially crucial for individuals with a history of heart disease.
1,500 milligrams. To put that in perspective, is that like, I don't know, a teaspoon of salt?
You know, that's a great question, and it's one we get a lot. But actually, it's even less than that. You'd be surprised at how little salt it takes to reach that 1500 milligram mark. We're talking closer to half a teaspoon.
Wow, I had no idea it was that little. And I'm guessing that most of us are eating way more than that without even realizing it.
Sadly, yes. And here's the thing. It's not just about how much salt you're shaking onto your food at the dinner table. That's, surprisingly, probably the least of our worries when it comes to sodium intake.
Wait, really? If it's not the salt shaker, then where's all this hidden sodium lurking? Like, give us the inside scoop.
It's sneaky, I'll give you that. Sodium is a master of disguise. It hides in plain sight, often disguised in some of the most common foods we eat every day. We're talking processed foods, prepackaged meals, even things that don't necessarily taste salty can be secretly loaded with sodium.
Okay, you've officially got my attention now, so spill the beans. What are some of the biggest sodium culprits we should be watching out for?
Let's start with a classic, deli meat. You know, that turkey, ham, roast beef, all those lunchtime staples. Well, they often use sodium as a preservative, so those innocent-looking slices can really pack a sodium punch.
No way. I love a good turkey sandwich, but I never would have thought about the sodium content in deli meat. I guess that explains why it always tastes so good.
You got it. Sodium is a flavor enhancer, so it's often added to foods to make them, well, more appealing. But it's not just deli meats. Let's talk about another convenient culprit. Canned soup. Oh, and let's not forget about those frozen dinners that promise a quick and easy meal. They're often loaded with sodium too.
So it sounds like a common thread here is convenience. Like if it makes life easier, there's a good chance it's higher in sodium.
You're catching on. But listen, it's not about banishing these foods entirely or living a life devoid of convenience. It's all about making informed choices, being aware of where sodium is hiding, and choosing lower sodium options whenever possible.
Okay, that feels much more doable. And that means getting up close and personal with those nutrition labels, right?
You know it. Reading labels is like learning a secret language. It helps you understand things like serving sizes, how much sodium is actually in a single serving of a particular food. You'd be surprised, for example, that seemingly small bag of chips, it might actually contain multiple servings.
Woo! So you could easily blow past your daily sodium limit without even realizing it, especially if you're not paying attention to those serving sizes.
Exactly. That's why becoming a savvy label reader is absolutely crucial, my friend.
Okay, so we've covered the dangers of excess sodium. We've talked about its sneaky hiding spots. But high blood pressure isn't the only concern. Too much sodium, right?
You're right. There's more to the story. Remember how we talked about your body holding on to water when you consume too much sodium? Well, that excess fluid, it can actually lead to another issue, and it's one that can be particularly troublesome for those with heart disease. We're talking about fluid retention.
Fluid retention. Okay, so we're talking about those swollen ankles or feet you sometimes see, right?
Bingo. Now, for some people, it might just seem like a minor inconvenience, but for someone with heart disease, this extra fluid, it could put a real strain on their heart.
Okay, how so? How does something like swollen ankles translate to a strained heart?
Let's go back to that heart as a pump analogy for a moment. Remember, the heart is working hard to pump blood throughout the body. Now, imagine that pump having to work even harder because it's not only pushing around more blood, but it's also bogged down by this extra fluid.
So it's like the heart is working double time under all this extra pressure, both from the increased blood volume and the added weight of the fluid.
Exactly. And all that extra strain. Well, it can worsen existing heart conditions like congestive heart failure, making it much harder for the heart to do its job efficiently.
This is a lot to take in. I mean, it's amazing how one little element, sodium, can have such a ripple effect on our bodies.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
But knowing is half the battle, right? Now that we've uncovered the why, we can start talking about the what now, as in what can we actually do about it? Because I'm sure many of you listening are probably thinking, okay, this is all very informative, but what can I actually do to manage my sodium intake? So let's dig into some practical tips, because knowledge without action, well, it's not going to do us much good. And one of the most powerful weapons in your arsenal is right in your own kitchen. We're talking about cooking more meals at home.
Okay, now that's something I can definitely get behind. Home-cooked meals just hit different, you know? But is cooking at home really going to make that much of a difference in my sodium intake?
Oh, you would be surprised. When you take matters into your own hands and cook from scratch, you're in the driver's seat. You control exactly what goes into your food, which means you get to ditch all those sneaky added sodiums found in so many processed ingredients. Plus, think about all the fun you can have.
Fun? Are we talking about the same thing here?
Yes. Cooking at home is an adventure. You can experiment with herbs, spices, citrus. The possibilities are pretty much endless and definitely more exciting than that salt shaker.
Okay, so ditch the salt shaker, embrace the spice rack. I like the sound of that. Give me some examples. What are we talking about here? What should I be reaching for instead of the salt?
Oh, where do I even begin?
Yeah.
Garlic. Oh, garlic is a good one. And onion powder, paprika, cumin, and a squeeze of lemon or lime juice. That can really brighten up a dish without any sodium at all.
Okay, you're speaking my language now. So you're telling me I can satisfy my inner foodie and take care of my heart at the same time. That's a win-win.
Now you're getting it. It's not about deprivation, my friend. It's all about finding those heart-healthy swaps that are both delicious and satisfying.
That's such an important point, because if it feels like a constant battle of willpower, like you're missing out on all the good stuff, well, let's be real, you're probably going to throw in the towel sooner or later.
Exactly. Sustainability is key here. We want to make changes that stick, and that means finding joy in those changes. Start small. Be kind to yourself.
Baby steps, right? Like, yeah. Maybe instead of my usual deli sandwich for lunch, I'll have leftovers a couple of times a week. That feels doable.
There you go. You're already thinking like a sodium-savvy superstar.
Yeah.
And here's another thing. As you start cooking more at home, start paying closer attention to how much salt you're actually using in your recipes. Could you maybe get away with using half a teaspoon instead of a whole teaspoon? You'd be surprised at how those small tweaks can add up.
Yeah, I think I could handle that.
See, you're well on your way to a lower sodium lifestyle. And the best part, your taste buds, they actually adapt. What you used to think of as perfectly seasoned might start to taste too salty once you start cutting back on the sodium.
That's so true. I've noticed that with sugar. Now if something's overly sweet, I can barely handle it. It's amazing how our bodies can adapt.
Isn't it remarkable? Our bodies are incredibly resilient and adaptable. It's never too late to make those positive changes, no matter what your eating habits have been in the past.
I love that. Okay, so we've talked about cooking at home, but what about those times when, let's face it, you just need a break from the kitchen? Any strategies for navigating restaurant menus and making heart-healthy, low-sodium choices when dining out? Because I feel like those can be real minefields.
Oh, I hear you. Eating out can definitely be tricky when you're watching your sodium intake. But here's a pro tip. A lot of restaurants nowadays, they actually have their menus available online, often with nutritional information. So before you even set foot in the restaurant, do a little recon. Check out the menu, see which dishes are naturally lower in sodium, maybe even plan out your meal ahead of time.
That's a great idea. I feel like that takes some of the pressure off trying to make a healthy decision when you're already hungry and surrounded by temptation.
Absolutely. And never underestimate the power of simply asking. Don't be afraid to ask your server about how dishes are prepared. Maybe they can grill that fish instead of frying it, or leave off the extra sauce, which, let's be honest, is often a sneaky source of hidden sodium.
Yes. Speak up. It's your meal. You're allowed to ask for what you want.
Preach. Most restaurants are more than happy to accommodate requests, especially when it comes to health concerns. So don't be shy about advocating for yourself and asking for those sodium-conscious modifications.
I love that. Okay, so we've covered cooking at home, being strategic when dining out. Any other sodium-busting tips we should have up our sleeves?
All right, get ready for this one, because it might seem incredibly obvious, but trust me, it's one that a lot of us tend to overlook. Pay attention to serving sizes. You would be amazed at how often we underestimate just how much we're actually eating.
Oh, 100%. Especially with snack foods. Who actually eats just one serving of chips? Don't lie.
I know, right?
Yeah.
We've all been there. But here's the thing. That's why it's so important to actually check the label and understand what a serving size actually means for that particular food. You might need to get out the measuring cups and spoons a few times, but it can be eye-opening, to say the least.
You're not kidding. I've definitely been guilty of underestimating portion sizes in the past. It's amazing how those little things can make a big difference.
You really can. And speaking of big differences, I know we've been talking a lot about sodium, and that can feel, wow, kind of intense, maybe even a little anxiety-provoking for some. I know, all this talk about sodium can make you feel like you need to become a sodium detective, constantly on the lookout for its sneaky hiding places.
It's true. I'm starting to feel a little anxious just thinking about it. Like, is it just me, or is there a lot of pressure to get this right, to become like sodium-free ninjas or something? I think that's a really important point. Like, how do we find that balance between being mindful of our sodium intake without letting it take over our lives, you know?
It's about finding what works for you, for your lifestyle. Mm. It's about making sustainable changes one step at a time. Don't try to overhaul your entire diet overnight. Maybe this week, you try one new low-sodium recipe.
Yeah, one step at a time.
And then next week, you make a conscious effort to read labels at the grocery store. Those small changes, they might seem insignificant at first, but trust me, they really do add up over time.
It's a marathon, not a sprint, right?
Exactly. And, you know, thinking back to when I first started learning about nutrition, oh, it was overwhelming. All those rules, all those do's and don'ts. I was constantly worried about making the wrong choices, you know?
Oh, tell me about it. I was the same way. It's like you learn a little bit and then suddenly you feel like you have to change everything overnight. It's too much.
It is. It's too much pressure. And honestly, it takes the joy out of food and life's too short for that, wouldn't you say?
100%. So how do we shift that mindset? How do we get away from that all or nothing mentality?
It's a process,
yeah.
But I think a big part of it is focusing on progress, not perfection. It's not about being completely sodium free. It's not about obsessing over every milligram. It's about making choices consciously that support your health and well-being in a way that feels manageable and, dare I say, enjoyable.
Food should be nourishing, for sure. But it should also be delicious. It's about finding that balance, right?
Exactly. Food should be something we savor, something we look forward to, not something we stress over.
Well said. Well, this has been an incredible deep dive. I've learned so much, and I have a feeling our listeners have too. We've covered a lot of ground today, everything from the science behind sodium to its sneaky hiding places to practical tips for taking control of our intake.
And I think the biggest takeaway here for anyone listening is that even if you've already had heart disease, it's never too late to make positive changes for your health. Every step you take toward a lower sodium lifestyle is a step in the right direction. A step towards a healthier, stronger heart.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Remember, knowledge is power. And now you have the knowledge to make informed choices that support your well-being.
You've got this.
So go forth, read those labels, experiment with spices, try a new recipe, and most importantly, be kind to yourselves. That's a wrap on the sodium deep dive, everyone. Until next time, stay curious and stay healthy.